Welcome to Awakened Path Radio, helping to spread love and light for the highest and greatest good. I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Candace Nadine Green, Spiritualist Minister and Healing Minister. For more information, including show updates, courses, workshops, events, resources, and more, visit my website at www.awakenedpathonline.com. Again, that's www.awakenedpathonline.com. Now, on to today's show.
Well, happy new year, everyone. Happy 2019. Can you believe it? And we're here with our new series, Inspirational Mondays. And for today, our guest is Lisa Caprelli. Lisa has decades of experience in radio, marketing, authoring books, blogs, mentoring, and opportunities to create and launch products, services, and brands into well-known business ventures. She manages the creative media and marketing for Happy Lifestyle Online. Welcome to our show today, Lisa. It is great to have you for our Inspirational Monday.
Thank you, Candace. I'm so excited for this interview and what we can share.
That's awesome. So this Happy Lifestyle, I love the name, the title. Can you talk to us a little bit about the Happy Lifestyles online community and your role in it?
Thank you. Yes, I help run and manage it with the founder and partner, Dr. Chris Herzig. And basically, Happy Lifestyle is a concept we came up with in what makes for a happy lifestyle. And one of our taglines is, you know, happy lifestyle, why choose anything else? We all on this planet want happiness. No one wants struggle. No one wants pain. And we feel that we're all a work in progress, and we all can draw from experiences and moments and stories and lessons from so many people. So we created Happy Lifestyle to draw from not only our own, but bring in as we interview other notable guests from around the globe, in addition to rolling out products and brands that we believe in, including our own and what we're creating around Happy Lifestyle.
Now, what can you give us an example of what products you have? Because, I mean, that's really interesting that you have products for Happy Lifestyle. But, like, what's an example of a product?
Yeah, well, we're still a work in progress in many things. Creating the foundation and the brand, as you know, or anyone knows as an entrepreneur, it takes a lot of work. So we started it less than a year ago. And the products that there are some we found that work, some that we don't. And as an entrepreneur, that's what you do. And then life has just lent itself to books, writing books, and helping other people get their book published. Self-publishing with Amazon is a lot easier today than with traditional publishing. I have many books on Amazon. I just came out with a children's book called Unicorn Jazz that we're so proud of. That's going to be a series as well, and coloring books. And I have a book called Skip a Step that's for teens and college students. Skip a Step, Stories and Ideas for Young Entrepreneurs, based on interviewing a series of 13 people over the past 2.5 years. And in that, we ask what makes for a meaningful life to imparting wisdom for the youth. And then we also, a happy lifestyle concept is also based around the five hats, which is also research and hoping to get that done by the end of 2019. I'm writing that with a relationship expert, Alexis Marin. Mm-hmm. And so the five hats is, I will just tell you, so there's five hats that we believe create happiness and meaning and balance in life. And the first hat is family. Creating a strong family legacy and dynamic, it seems kind of common sense. We all want a good family. Maybe you're not born of one. Maybe lots of families, as we know, have dysfunction. What is normal is something we all hear. But as we grow up, we each have the responsibility and the ability and influence to mold and create the family that you want. If you did not get it growing up, you can start over, create it now. So that's hat one is family. Hat two is friendship. So it's so important to have meaningful friendships. It's so important to develop that, foster that, you know, connect with people who are like-minded people that are going to help build you up, you know, whether you're a female entrepreneur, you're a businessman, you want to be around people that live in ethics and values. And again, life's not perfect. I have my fair share of imperfectness myself. And like I say, it's a work in progress for all of us. Yeah. And hat three is business. You know, we all need business and career to thrive, to pay our bills, to fund our dreams, our passions. So, you know, the average American spend over 34 hours a week working, more than other countries. So we're going to spend a good part of our lives working. You might as well enjoy it. Right. And in that, there's, thanks to technology and thanks to social media and the ability to reinvent yourself, which I've done many times, you really can be anything you want to be. Mm-hmm. And there's people that will start over in their 30s or 40s or they reinvent themselves because they find that their work is not really meaningful. It's not purposeful. Mm-hmm. So again, starting over, figuring it out is part of this whole five hat. So that was hat three, business. Mm-hmm. Hat four is connection. We are, as human beings, wired for connection. Mm-hmm. And that could be connection with the previous hat. It could be friends. It could be people who are animal lovers. Could be connection with a cause. If you're in a relationship, that would be intimacy, or romantic intimacy. So a connection is so important, and where you get that from is up to you. Mm-hmm. And hat number five is adventure. So celebrate, have wins in your life. When things are going great or as you're moving along, and it's important to have adventure and not lose your identity is whether you know, like to ski, you like to meditate, whatever the thing is that you like to do for your adventure hat, to continue to do that because it's fun. It'll fuel you to keep going. It's almost like there's different areas. I look at it as a kind of like a fuel meter in each of these hats. Mm. Sometimes you'll be raised in one hat, for example, hat three business. You know, if you're out of college, you're probably going to be giving a lot of hours there, and maybe the other hats don't have the same fuel meter. And again, it's a balancing act, and it's going to change for you as you age. It's going to change for you as you maybe get out of a relationship and go, oh, that didn't work. Or did you invest all your time into a relationship and then you didn't pay attention to your family and friendships because you were giving everything to that one hat? So I have found that when you balance this and you examine it for you as a human being, where you're at in your life, and kind of give to all these hats, you're really giving to yourself.
Mm. And you know, I really like your five hats. I mean, I really, really appreciate someone actually telling us what is essential for success, because we often don't think. I mean, I tell people all the time, surround yourself with like-minded individuals, people who will encourage and support you. That's important on your journey. And don't forget about losing yourself. I mean, about, you know, don't lose yourself and have those friendships that are healthy for you, the family that's healthy for you. And what you do with your five hats, you break it down. And it's real. Those are really five crucial aspects that every entrepreneur needs.
I mean, I feel like it's humans need. And again, I draw this from asking hundreds of people. I mean, I maybe even be thousands. I'm an interviewer as you are. I love studying human behavior and why people do things, what makes them tick, perspective. And again, I have struggled in all of these different hats. Mm-hmm. And when I looked at, well, how did this person do it? And what did they do different? And how can I, you know, I would say probably the biggest struggle or something life has really thrown at me that I had to learn is the relationship hat that to me would be falling under the connection hat number four. And I've been in some long-term relationships, and the exiting of them have been painful for whatever reason, and many of us go through that. Mm-hmm. And I took a look at, well, where was I with my friendships and building that? And I have a lot of friends, and I'm so grateful that when you lose someone, you turn to your family and friends to support you. And my family and friends were there. I did put in the time, and I swear, if it wasn't for the grace and goodness of people mm-hmm. listening to your story, listening to, you know, your humbleness on, and in, you know, what we can feel as embarrassment or shame for life, you know, throwing us a curveball and it not going that the way we intended it to go. Because as Brené Brown says, you know, love wholeheartedly. We love because, and knowing that that a person can change their mind any day. And so what are you going to do with that? And Abraham Hicks says, with loss comes opportunity. Yes. So at the end of my relationships, I would say, okay, what's the opportunity here? What is God teaching me? Oh, Lisa, what about your family, your friendship? What's going on in your career? What's going on with other intimate connections? Besides, you know, it doesn't have to be just relationship. Where are you on your adventure? Are you being true to you? And I would say they were deficits at the end of my relationships being over. And besides being painful, I just climb right back up, and you start spending your days, your time in the areas that you can raise, because this is your life. These are your choices. You can choose to stay in bed, and that's not going to help anybody. You can, as I write in the book, The Five Hats, suffering is a choice mm-hmm. and happiness is a choice.
Right.
So sometimes you just have to go within and just go and create some dates with some friends. Go plan an adventure, whether it's with someone or it's yourself. You know, I would say that's one of the reasons I started writing. I love writing, and I get to publish, and I get to help other people, you know, publish their dream of writing. It's so for me, you know, I love the relationship I'm currently in with Dr. Herzig, who's also partner of the Happy Lifestyle brand. Mm. And talk about all these things all the time. And when I first met him, and I said to him, like, this is my idea of the five hats and happiness, and he's like, you should write a book. And I'm like, yes, I am. And it's exploring our own dynamics to continue to create, develop, and grow.
And you're doing a fantastic job. every person five hats.
It takes great people. Yeah, and it takes people like you that are doing the great work, and I rely on the goodness of other people to help spread the messages. I feel like it's ethical when you have data and know and have a way to share it, do it. And Abraham Hicks says, the universe knows what you want.
Yes.
So just focus on anything that feels good. I love that. The universe knows what you want, so just focus on anything that feels good.
That's right, because the universe also operates out of love. So the universe loves us and will give us what we want. We have to focus on it. So that's very, very good information there. Now, I love the title of the show, Happy Lifestyle Show. And how did you find your way there? I mean, what led you there? How did you become
it was extreme. It was really, you know, getting down my hands and knees, praying to God. When I had to start my life over, I don't like to harp into like, oh, I've been through this and that. We all been through, whether it's abuse, whether it's a person that wasn't right for us. Mm-hmm. And rather than focus on, oh, I'm the victim, or this happened to me, how did this happen to me? Well, first I had to take responsibility. I had a choice at any point to get out of those relationships. I probably stayed longer than I should, because I don't like to, what I call, abandon people or leave people. To me, when I love people, I love them with my whole heart. They're my friends, or they're my, you know, with my partner, and they become like my family. Like, how would you leave your family? You know? Mm-hmm. But someone else may not be on that same path than you. They don't know better. They don't have this data. If it wasn't for me asking questions my whole life and being a writer to be able to sort it out, I wouldn't be able to even have this knowledge that I can go back to. If I feel I'm suffering or not being fulfilled in a hat, I go back and look at my own list and go, what's going on here? Or if there's a loss of something going on, even for someone else. I have a friend that, you know, lost a pet. It meant the world to her. It was like her child. And she, it was devastating to her. It was a loss. It was like a death, you know. And she would call me up, you know, crying, saying, this is the most awful thing. I don't know what I can do. And, you know, of course, you go through stages of grief when you lose someone. And I feel blessed when people call me up at their darkest hours. I will help anyone. That's my pledge to the universe in any way I can with the tools. And I felt like, okay, you know, she's calling me. She has a million friends. She's a very loved person. And I just said to her, you know, what are they had to? What does this mean? Where were you with your friendships going on? Where were you with your family? And I already knew, because she is a good friend of mine, that she put a lot into her personal relationship, which also went through a breakup. So she went through a lot of loss. And I just said the words that I studied. What does, with loss comes opportunity. What is the opportunity here for you? And I shut up. And that's the work that we each as human beings have to do until the day we die. And it's to create. And now she's out and she's creating. Time has passed. The same for me. You know, starting over, you just get up and you find the strength. And right. You go create and do. And eventually that numbs the pain. And one day the pain is gone. It's completely gone. You're living in happiness. You're living your love. And it just comes pouring at you more when you practice this daily.
And that's so important. And, you know, get those times where you have to get up. Those are very, when you have to, after a fall and you have to get up, those are such, that's when it's really important to have that support, those friends, right. Those family, people who are of like mind, who are like-minded individuals.
Right. Right, Candace, and time is promised to no one. And I take that very seriously. I've taken that seriously since I was a teenager, and I used to volunteer with elderly, you know, who would always give me lessons and, you know, appreciate you, do this, do that. And I just think like, ah, here's this person who's been on the planet 80 years, 90 years, and they're giving me these tips of wisdom. I'm going to like remember them. And the writer in me and the recorder in my brain would remember this. Like, okay, well, if someone else is giving you tips and it's going to fast forward your life, right. Take them, you know, again, not, and you may not agree with everybody in the world giving tips and lessons, but follow what's true for you. Follow what's true for your DNA, your path, where you are. And you will find that there are many people aligned with you. No one's going to be exactly like you. No one's going to be a carbon copy of you. You don't actually want that. You want to be able to draw people in your life.
Right. Right. So how do you see the work that you're doing with your writing and your talking, interviewing? How do you see all of this helping to raise the vibrational level of the universe?
Thank you for asking. That's a great question. I feel like God has put me in my calling, and whether I wanted to or not. I feel sometimes when life shakes you up, it's because the universe, God, is saying, no, you're supposed to go this way. Right. My mom, bless her heart, we have a great relationship now that I'm an adult, and we didn't have that growing up. And I'm so grateful we have that. And she said to me, when things don't go my way or I'm crying because I'm like, why isn't this happening? And she's like, Lisa, first of all, I move quickly. I do things quickly. That's what I'm known for. I'm not going to apologize. I can build companies quickly. go and kind of not look back. Fantastic. And my mom said, well, you're like, Lisa, you're the type that you're writing your own story and your own path on a chalkboard, but God sometimes erases that, and that's not the path he wants for you. Mm-hmm. And when you surrender to that, which I've had to do, like, I kind of feel like it's correcting itself. For example, it's like a train, it's a fast moving train, and it has a direction to go, and the train gets off track. And you have to figure out why. And that's life. Life is, no one is perfect. No one just goes, and there's no problem. There's nothing that we have to figure out a solution on. And that's what life is. We are human beings. We have love. With love comes pain. And it's intertwined. Now, we have a choice. If by choosing the right things and choosing the right people, you can minimize the pain. You can minimize losses. I swore that after my last failed relationship, again, I'm now in a happy, blessed relationship, and again, we still are a work in progress.
Right.
And I said, I am never going to put all my time and energy in one hat, with meaning right. relationship hat, the connection hat number four, because it is so painful to and I said, you know, even if you are in a great relationship, that person can die. We know that life is, time is promised to no one.
Right.
One, you know, so So for people that I see that put everything into the relationship, and I was once that person, I kind of forced myself, like, no, Lisa, you know, do other things. I feel like, you're, to answer your question, this work that I'm doing, I'm obviously writing this book. I'm not getting paid for it. It's based on a future idea. And I know the world will reward me. You know, we get to be rewarded in this world for creating things and people want to purchase, you know. And so for me, I took a lot of time. I stopped taking clients on. I was really first, and you may not know this, over 2 decades of my profession has been branding, marketing, and growing companies. So people would come to me and say, Lisa, can you help me with this idea? And it was always, sure, a year later, very successful. Story of my life, building other people's things. Yeah. And it's like, God, the past year and a half to 2 years, life started saying, work on you, Lisa, work on you. You have all these skill sets. So with that, I have the ability to market and brand. I thankfully be able to speak. I grew up introverted and shy. I had to learn how to speak and create that platform. So again, because like I said, you could do anything you want to when you set your mind to it. And I feel I've always had a voice from the universe or God, and saying, Lisa, you are meant to help millions of people. Right. You are meant to help millions of people. That voice doesn't go away. And now that I'm living in purpose and this calling, the work I'm doing is helping millions of people. I mean, just already my son, Trey, he's a teen. He has a YouTube channel called Try Not to Laugh. They're at least Try Not to Laugh. Short videos, kind of like America's funniest home videos that we know people. And he's getting a million views a day.
Now, wow. Granted,
you know, he's not changing the world. He's making people laugh. He's creating, he's actually, we're already working on his number 3 career hat, because is, you know, a small business for him. But, you know, he says to me, like, I helped influence him and give him a lot of credit for actually doing it. But when he was 7 years old, he said, Mom, you know, the best thing you did was give me a computer, with a high-end computer. And said, I told him, learn video, learn editing. That's going to be the wave of the future. He went and did it. 5 years later, you know, he's 13 now. He's doing it. And he's an A student. He does well at sports. You know, my children, my 2 boys, Matthew and Trey, they sometimes in the beginning, they're like, oh, I don't want to buy into this 5 hat concept or whatever, you know. And so now they hear me talk about it all the time. And I feel like I'm imparting wisdom to them. I wish someone gave me this handbook when I was young. Wow. I really feel like I would have shortened the time frame of a relationship that was not meant for me, which would have given me more time. I would have not struggled as much. And I do tend to get up on my feet quickly because of the statement I said earlier, suffering's a choice. So if suffering's a choice and happiness is a choice, which one do you want? It right. kind of seems like a no-brainer. It doesn't mean you're not going to go to stages of when you lose something of grief. But I feel like you can kind of minimize those situations with this book that I'm writing with Alexis.
So fantastic. And when do you see this book, The 5 Hats, being available to everyone?
We're hoping that by the end of 2019, it's a lot of work. It's more work to me intensely, especially doing it with a co-author and drawing from my life experiences. And the children's book I did, I did the book Skip a Step. That took me 2.5 years. But once you get into the writing groove, as I'm in, I can do it quicker now. Like, I have a formula, I have a recipe to get. And discipline, inquire discipline to put the time and formulate it, because it's easy to talk about it. Like right now, like, I'll transcribe part of the show and put pieces of that in there. So I appreciate you giving me this voice and platform, Candace.
Oh, and we're so happy to receive all of your valuable information. Now, if you could tell us 2 things out of, you know, probably a whole bunch, about what it takes to maintain a life of fulfillment and happiness, what would those 2 things be?
I would say never stop learning. Always work on personal development. And I say that because a lot of times I enjoy working with the youth, because they're in school. You kind of have to learn, you know, this is right. the society we live in. And you get out of college and you go into responsibility and work. And sometimes many of us stop that same learning, yeah. you know, it's, and it's, But we have the choice, and thanks to technology today, we can watch, we can listen to a podcast and learn something new that we didn't know from someone else who's done amazing work. And you kind of take that tip, like, I like what he did. I like what she did. So the first one would be personal development. Till the day you die, I'd never stop learning. I love learning. I love learning. That's why I love interviewing people, because there's no way that if I interview someone who, like I interviewed Michael Gerber for the book Skip a Step, 80-year-old man who's still out there, vivacious, still working on career, loves what he does. He's written many mega best-selling books, and he's still out there, excited about life. And you know, when I asked him the meaning of life that's written in the book, one of the things he said is to create. And again, this is a visionary person, a man who's changed the lives of people. So it's like, you get to create. So I'm like, yes, I get to create every day. Someone asked me recently, like, you know, what is writing like to you, or why do you love it? And I, every day I get to create any story I want, whether it's fiction or nonfiction. And I thought, how cool that every single day I get to create a new story, whether it's a message in social media, whether it's a page for the books I'm doing, helping other people write their own book. And I feel like it's the most exciting thing. I feel like I'm seven again. I get to be seven every day. And when you're young, you do that. You're creating all the time. You play an imaginary play. A lot of times as adults, we forget that. We lose sight of that, you know, where responsibilities or, you know, whatever that's going on with you. And it's important to step back and become a kid again, to create. So that leads me to the second thing. Is the first thing was to have personal development. Mm-hmm. I feel it's so important to always be creating, meaning, you know, you don't go out of a bunch of little projects, you know, 10 hobbies, you can't have the time, and, you know, but whatever creating is for you, if you like to cook more, if you like to paint, if you always dreamed of being a writer and don't know how. I started painting in 2009 after getting out of a relationship, and I didn't have this Lisa today saying, Lisa, you should create. It was just kind of intuition. I started creating paintings. I've done hundreds and hundreds of paintings and sold many of them that have been cool because they fueled this incredible, more than hobby that I'll call it. And it's so beautiful to know that I trusted in my creation. So for people listening to this, what are you creating? That's your answer. And when people say, well, I'm not creative. Well, yeah, you are. And I'll challenge people on that. I'll say, okay, tell me what life was like for you when you were seven. What were you playing? Mm-hmm. What were you making? And they're going to tell me something, and they were creating something.
And it's interesting that you refer to childhood, because I always think that when we were children, we were so creative and imaginative and free. We didn't have all the societal pressures on us that told us this is not real and blah, 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 and you have to fit into this cubicle and things like that. And, you know, and then when we graduate from college and we go out into the business world, we find that we often find depression, find that we're not, it's not the not like our childhood, and people often want to give up.
Right. And it's for many reasons. I think that there's not a manual on how to live life, and from the feelings perspective, you know, and feelings and emotions are very part of it. And unless you go study psychology, which I have and have a degree in, and it was probably because I was always curious to the answers to my own questions or the questions of others. But there's so many things that in the book, The Five Hats, my co-author Alexis Maron, you know, she has exercises that she's done that have helped me. I have exercises that I've done in life. There's one that is called Who I Really Am Is ... And you stop and make a list, a personal inventory of who you are. And I love to do this with someone. I when someone is having a hard time, do the I am list. Look at it. And for me, I you know, it's saying, knowing for me, I am kind. I am a loving person. I am a creator. And I have probably about 40 things I wrote on this I am list. And then there's a summary of what that means. And for me, it says, because of all the above, and in order for me to prosper and thrive, I believe a personal relationship is important and someone who believes in this, because it's going to help me. The ability of two people to propel visions or dreams are going to happen quicker than one. And who you choose as your partner is 90% will affect the forward, the days to come. So I say that because if you are in a bad relationship or a relationship that's not serving you and the I am needs well, it's going to affect you. It's going to affect your momentum. It's going to probably lead to depression because your depression is really you're not getting what you want and you know better and your body's telling you. You may not be able to figure it out and have a quick fix like a magic wand. But again, I'm not an expert in depression. I know there's people that you know need therapy, medication, and yes, do what experts and professionals tell you. However, you know, in my darkest hours, I refused in my own brain to make depression my life. I just, if by doing the work that we talked about on this show, uh-huh. going and doing it, you just start. It's like if you ride a bike, until you get on the bike and go, you're not going to go.
Right. The bike doesn't go anywhere if you don't make an effort.
Right.
So, you know, on that
on that note, what words of encouragement do you have for people who are probably down on their luck and don't know where to start?
I would say to look at your life in the five hats. What's going on with yourself, your family, friendship, career, connection, adventure? How has that been for you? Where do you want to go? You're in charge of that.
Right.
We are born alone, you know, in the comfort of love, hopefully. And we die alone. That's the fact of life.
Yeah,
so don't, you know, you can't blame other people for your circumstances not being the way they are. You alone are responsible for your own choices. Now it's helped. It's great to have help. It's great to have, when you do pick the right people in your circle to help and propel you forward. I feel, you know, a saying that's in my book, Skip a Step, that's by F. Scott Fitzgerald. It's some of the last words in the book is, I hope you live a life you're proud of. I hope you live a life that's true. And if you're not, I hope you have the strength to start over again. I mean, that to me, that's beautiful. It sums up that
yes.
anyone can start over at any given day. Is it going to be hard? Yes. Is right. it going to be challenging? Yes. Is it going to force you to look at yourself in a way you never have before? Yes. Yes. Yes.
And you're never too old to start over. Never too old.
You're never too old to start over. And please just focus on the opportunity and practice all these, you know, exercises and moving and you'll find happiness. That's where happiness is. Happiness is in your heart. And happiness is when you can actually get some given data and formulate it into, okay, I'm following this recipe for happiness and success and emulating what other people have done and saying, don't do that. If you're in a relationship and you know that you're doing wrong things in it, maybe. And mm-hmm. I call that poison. So if you're not living in ethics in your work, in your personal relationships with friends, friendship, loved ones, and you're doing wrong things, and we've all done it, I've done it myself. Yes. And I look at it as they're little poison dots. When you're doing wrong things, you're bringing poison dots into your own life and into those people next to you. Right. It's the same as they are. If other people are wronging you, and you may never know about it, right? And that's part of living in ethics.
Mm-hmm.
But when you choose people that do that and knowing that we're all imperfect people, we can own up to our mistakes and we have the ability to change that. Watch your life get better. Watch your life propel. Watch your five hats raise to the highest vibration. You're just going to be stunned. It's because it's happening to me right now with the children's book I'm writing, Unicorn Jazz. It's I believe in the whole message and brand and the books to come. The amount of incredible help that people have helped me for free, knowing that I'm building some great things here. And they're like, I want to be part of that. I will help you with that.
Fantastic.
I've never received so much help in my life right now, in the time that I didn't know how I was going to make a living as a writer and building a new company, not taking on new clients because I said I need to work on my own thing now.
Right.
And it's the funnest thing to be a part of. It's what makes life worth living. So find your purpose, find your creation. And I kind of feel like when life gives you the reset button, there are so many things you can join in the commonality of reset together. You can find people that say, yes, I want to reset with you. I want to realign. I want to now live better and true to myself, the way you're modeling that.
It's fantastic. And
watch your soar. And watch you soar, period.
Right. Well, Lisa, it's been such a pleasure having you on the show. And we'd love to keep updated and in contact with you. So how could people tune into your show to contact you and get more information on your work, etc.?
Yeah, so you could go to happylifestyleonline.com. You could also go to my personal website and lisacaprelli.com, lisacaprelli.com. Same for Instagram, it's Lisa Caprelli. And you could easily find the work that we're doing and the people that are supporting all these visions. And I could not do it with all the incredible people, too many to name, that have helped me and continue to help. And I believe, again, as mankind, we're meant to help others. And if there's anybody listening to this and anybody who is stuck in a certain area and doesn't know how to get past that, I'm here to help.
Fantastic. Thank you for being on our show for our Inspirational Monday, Lisa. And keep up the good work. Keep writing. Keep raising the vibration.
Thank you, Candace. Thank you for this incredible platform that you offer to people. I so honor you for that.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.
That's all the time we have for today. As always, you can visit www.awakenedpathonline.com. Again, that's www.awakenedpathonline.com. For show updates, courses, workshops, events, resources, and more. I'm Reverend Dr. Candace Lee Green, and thank you for listening to Awakened Path Radio. Namaste, and blessed be.